Do I have time to record this episode before my Uber Eats gets here? Who else is sick of this Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck divorce rollout? I feel like it's a damn movie premiere. Like, we're getting the trailers every single week. We're hearing about how they want to sell this. They want to sell their mansion, but they're trying to do it quietly. Then nobody bought it quietly, so now they're publicly selling the mansion. Then Ben's wearing his ring. He's not wearing his ring. J-Lo's wearing her ring. She's not wearing her ring. She's on vacation in Europe. He's in the States. Took all his shit out of her house. He's living separately. He's been living separately. Affleck and Jennifer Garner are being friends, and she's being there for him as he's going through this divorce. Jennifer is embarrassed. She canceled her tour to be with her family. Like, why? What is happening? I mean, I hate everything about this so much. J-Lo put out multiple projects about this marriage. I haven't watched any of them yet, but I certainly will. It is on my list. But why do we have to have all these goddamn updates? Like, why is TMZ up Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck's ass about their doomed marriage? It's so embarrassing. I just kind of want them to rip the Band-Aid off and announce that they're getting divorced, because it's just trickling, these stories. We're just getting these crumbs, like, week after week after week. Like, we're building up to something that we already know is the case. So the latest story that came out on TMZ is that Ben Affleck has purchased a multi-million dollar estate in LA. So, sources tell TMZ Ben just closed escrow on a Pacific Palisades mansion for $20.5 million. Now, the Pacific Palisades is really stunning and breathtaking. One of my friends got married there, and it was just, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. So, The house has 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms with breakfast and dining areas, a separate family room, den, walk-in closets, a media room, powder room, guest house, and on. So TMZ is saying how they were quietly trying to sell their house, and they put it on the market on July 11th for $68 million. They bought the house last year for $61 million, but they spent millions of dollars on renovations in the house. And TMZ says that they'll be lucky if they break even. It's not going to matter if J-Lo and Ben take a little bit of a financial hit on their mansion. They're not exactly broke and struggling. So Jennifer is looking for a house of her own, and they've only been married for 2 years. So, this whole, like, divorce watch, like a divorce watch party that TMZ has been doing, or sorry, pushing, like, oh my God, when are they gonna announce it? It's like, the way how straight people, the way how heterosexuals have ruined the sanctity of marriage. I feel like gay people don't be getting divorced like straight people be getting divorced. I would love to know the statistics. I feel like straight people have ruined divorce, honestly. Like, it's such a joke. It's so crazy with Ben Affleck and Jennifer. They are two grown-ass people. And I wonder, it's like I'm almost suspicious if they would have lasted, and they would have lasted much longer had they gotten married when they were engaged the first time. Because apparently they folded under all the media scrutiny and pressure back when they were together. And people were very upset that Ben Affleck was with a Latina. Like, he dealt with racism because of it. And they were just like, it was way too much attention. It didn't help that he was in her music video rubbing her ass on a yacht. Like, I wonder if they would have lasted longer. All I know is this really sucks for everyone who got really excited about them being together. They used to look at each other so incredibly lovingly and sex. Like, on the red carpet, the way that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez would look at each other, it was almost like you could masturbate to that shit. It was so, you felt the heat that they had for each other. And just for it to blow up like this is so, so disgusting. What went wrong is what I want to know. So I do hope that they don't keep us in the dark. Jennifer has been, you know, practically tattooing her name across, Ben Affleck's name across her forehead, like a goddamn Amber Rose. Like, she has talked about how he's the love of her life, this, that, and the other. And she had a whole newsletter about her wedding. Like, so bitch, if you have let us into your personal business to the extent that you have, you can't, you cannot hold back now. I want to know what went wrong, because this is so baffling to me. It's not fun to watch two people who seem to be over the top, head over heels in love, just break up. So we want answers. So if TMZ wants to keep chronicling this goddamn pre-divorce shit, there needs to be a goddamn documentary. If Jennifer loves to do these documentaries and movies about how in love she is with Ben Affleck and vice versa, bitch, create a production about what happened. That's what I actually want to see. That's what I won't be stalling on. I will stream that as soon as it comes out. All right, y'all. Talk to you soon. Bye.